Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
First of all, how bad is this shortage?
Oh, well, the nationwide out-of-stock rate is now at 43%, excuse me, for the week ended May 8th, which is the same for Buffalo, New York, according to the data analytics firm Data Assembly. This is up 40% for the week starting April 24th and up from 31% for the week starting April 3rd. So this has been a sharp increase in shortages seen across the country. The start of last year, just to compare, was the rates were at 2-8%. And some of the hardest hit metro areas include San Antonio, Texas, which has reported out-of-stock rates at 57% for the week starting April 24th.
And what have stores been doing to help with this shortage?
Well, some retailers have responded with rationing. Purchases have been capped at some chains, including CVS, which has set a limit of 3 per customer. There are also limits being reported at Walgreens and Target.
Martine, what has caused this shortage altogether?
Well, it's been a perfect storm of supply chain disruptions stemming from the pandemic, product recalls, and inflationary pressures, which began last summer when out-of-stock rates crossed into the double digits. But it was made particularly worse on February 17th when the FDA warned consumers not to use certain powdered infant formula products from an Abbott facility in Michigan, which led to Abbott pulling those products from the market. And this is according to an FDA statement.
How desperate have some parents been with this lack of baby formula?
It's been pretty bad. Parents have taken to social media to track down supplies, and there's been some panic buying and price gouging. It's been trending all week on Twitter.
Martine, what are some of the alternatives that parents are resorting to when it comes to baby formula?
Well, the FDA has strongly advised against making infant formulas at home, but they released a statement that they're working with major manufacturers to help increase capacity by streamlining import review to allow already approved products to come into the U.S. from abroad. And the FDA said they're expediting the release of certain products from that Abbott facility that had the recall.
And what are the FDA's recommendations regarding alternatives to baby formula?
All we know is that they've strongly advised against making infant formulas at home.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.